Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 47. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies tonight with a low around 20. Sunny and 47 into Wednesday and mostly cloudy over Wednesday night with a low around 26. Sunny and 42 into Thursday, then cloudy and 21 over Thursday night. Sunshine and cooler into Friday with a high of 37 and cloudy 21 Friday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Call. The Saline County Sheriff's Office is waiting for an autopsy report on a body that was found last week. Now, the autopsy could confirm that the body is that of a missing Kansas man. The body was in a Dodge pickup that was in some trees in the 6,000 block of State Street, which is about 6 miles west of Salina. The truck did have an Iowa license plate, but investigators think the body may be that of a 20-year-old lacrosse man who was reported missing in July. Deputies say the truck may have rolled off the road and crashed into the trees. Mid-American Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/guard.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
A Kansas man has been charged through criminal complaint in Topeka following an incident on a federal military installation. Now, that's according to the United States attorney. According to court documents, Jordan Thompson, 24, of Galena, is charged with two counts of assault with a deadly weapon for allegedly assaulting two people on November 24th of this year while at Fort Riley. If convicted, he could face a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison on each count. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports it assisted more than 1,000 motorists, issued hundreds of citations, and responded to one fatal crash this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The KHP shared in a press release on social media its Thanksgiving weekend holiday report from 6 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday at midnight. This past weekend, KHP assisted 1,117 motorists during the time. KHP reports less DUI arrests and fatalities than reported last year. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I'm Trace Tall. An Omaha man is headed to prison for his role in a murder. Brandon Bongers, 27, pleaded no contest yesterday to attempted felony assault in the death of 68-year-old Gary Liu of Omaha, who was found dead in a ditch in Lancaster County, northeast of Crete, in April. Bongers was accused of assaulting Liu with two others at his Omaha home in April. He pled his assault charge down last month to attempted first-degree assault. Two others, Jacob and Justin Thornley, will be sentenced for their roles in the murder on Wednesday. Two teenage girls are in custody after the Nebraska State Patrol said they led troopers on a chase in a stolen car in Lincoln. It happened around 9:30 p.m. on Sunday when police learned that a Hyundai Elantra had just been stolen from the area of 17th and South Streets. The driver was a 13-year-old female, and the passenger was a 17-year-old female. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh, the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free, worry-free Wi-Fi, and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative with High Plains Resources met with Marshall County commissioners last week, advising that company will be doing seismic testing in western Marshall County starting this spring. They're studying for the presence of hydrogen and helium pockets, and crews will remain on public roads, which will not be closed to traffic. Studies are planned in Marshall, Washington, Riley, Clay, and McPherson counties in Kansas. Test wells were drilled this past year north of Blue Rapids, and more are planned into 2024 in the Barnes and Greenleaf areas. Washington County commissioners last week discussed a proposal to advertise for an economic development and tourism director. They are considering a combined position, but have not defined particulars as to salary or a timeline for hiring. Washington and Jefferson counties have reached an agreement with TC Energy for repair of a county road near Steel City, with bids to be approved for work this next spring. An initial estimate of $6 million was mentioned for addressing potholes, loose asphalt, and bumps in the road, which were aggravated by heavy truck traffic during the recent oil spill cleanup. Nemaha County Commissioners heard an offer from Tom Gudenkoff with P&J Solid Waste Management to purchase the Nemaha County Transfer Station. Commissioners advised they would take the offer under consideration. In open forum, Lori Schmelsley expressed concern with bias from the Planning Commission with regard to wind farm development, noting the revenue that wind farms could generate for Nemaha County. Following discussion with a Kansas Department of Transportation representative, a motion was approved unanimously to accept a $25,000 offer for a detour as the state will close K-9 near V Road for a box culvert installation. Nemaha County had initially suggested negotiation with concerns that in past payments may have not completely covered additional maintenance expenses. They were assured the state will maintain open dialogue going forward. Emergency Preparedness Director suggested a public meeting to consider a resolution for burn bans during red flag warnings. Commissioners advised they would like to look into the idea further before scheduling a public meeting. A motion was passed unanimously to include a $50 gift certificate with Nemaha County employee payroll in November. The annual Frankfort Giving Day is Tuesday, November 28th, supporting over 30 local nonprofits and charitable causes. Donate online anytime at frankfortgives.org or in person Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Allstadt Gallery. Donation forms are available at the First National Bank in Frankfort and can also be mailed to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 186 in Frankfort. Those donations November 28th will qualify toward 50% matching funds. Endow Waterville is concluding their annual match event this month, and contributions can be made through the Kansas Rural Center Foundation website. For information, phone 785-456-8444. Those contributions before November 30th qualify for matching funds. A fatality accident in Gage County was discovered Thursday morning after 40-year-old Leroy Lopez of Beatrice was reported missing by family. His vehicle was found down a creek embankment some 5 miles south of Claytonia along West Chestnut Road, and the driver, Leroy Lopez, was dead at the scene. James R. Jim Nordis, age 88, of Marysville, passed away November 25th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Nordis. Barbara K. Barb Ray, age 82, of Wymore, passed away November 26th. funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Barb Ray. Ronald L. Ron Jaquist, age 82, of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquist.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, green beans, strawberries, and bananas.
Celebration of life service, French bread, Friday 11 a.m. at the
United Methodist Church in Washington.
No bingo at Marysville American Legion
tonight. Friday 2 p.m. at Frankfurt
City Cemetery.
Marysville American Legion.
Visitation Thursday 4 until 8 p.m.
News time is 7:15.
Washington in charge of arrangements for Maxine Stewart.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Cooler into Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25, and mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s, north winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Even cooler on Friday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and mostly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. A small chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, and more rain possible over Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Then sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 49, record high in this date 75, the average low 28, the record low 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:24, sunset this evening at 5:06. It's 22 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of November. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Santos saves the day for the Bears. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 12 of the NFL closed in Minneapolis. The middling Vikings hosting the hard-to-watch Bears. 10 seconds left in the game. Bears trailing 10-9, but set up at the Vikings 13.
Right hash, angle left, Santos the kick. Santos is good from 30 yards.
Jeff Joniak, ESPN Chicago on the call. Cairo Santos with his fourth field goal of the night, lifting the Bears to a 12-10 victory. Justin Fields threw for 217 yards, ran for another 59. Journeyman Joshua Dobbs would love to forget this one, throwing four interceptions. A fifth was dropped. Dobbs post-game.
It's frustrating. Like, I see it. I know, as we talked about throughout the week, we talked about coming off last week on the road to Denver, that turnovers really control the game. And so it starts with me and taking care of the football with my decision-making.
To the association, no joker, no problem for the Nuggets in Los Angeles against the Clippers. Fourth quarter.
This is a huge possession. Jackson to the rim, layup, got it!
The call on KKSE, two of former Clipper Reggie Jackson's game-high 35. Another former Clip, DeAndre Jordan, chipped in 21. Nuggets down the Clippers 113-104. Nikola Jokic set out with lower back pain. Sixers, Lakers in Philadelphia.
Joel posting into the lane, gets it on Davis, and now shoots it from 15, rimming good.
The call on WPEN, Sixers embarrassed the Lakers 138-94. Top 25 college hoops, number 4 UConn breaks North Carolina's streak of 23 straight double-digit wins against non-conference opponents, topping New Hampshire 84-64. NHL, Avs beat the Lightning 4-1. Sabres riddled the Rangers 5-1. Blue Jackets upset the Bruins 5-2. Flames edged the Golden Knights 2-1 in OT, and the Panthers shut out the Senators 5-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night, college basketball, Kansas State pregame at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas pregame at 6:30 on FM 95.5.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest at Larry Steckline Report.
Well, folks, the bankers see a choppy tide for farmers in 2024. They're nervous. I can tell you that right up front, and I can understand why, can't you? Because farmers are much more nervous than they are. How are we going to make a buck? These prices, they're going crazy, aren't they? Up and down like the fiddlers are. And I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a rough year when it comes to prices for livestock, grain, you have it. There'll be scary moments that'll make those old boys on the Merck and the Board of Trade crazy. Kind of like a week or so ago in the cattle market. And the grain market to a certain extent as well. But the bankers there at the Oklahoma City American Bankers Association meeting had a lot of good information. They say in their annual review of banks across the nation that inflation, which was the top concern last year among the bankers, was number 3 this year. What was number 1? Liquidity. That's exactly right. And farm income. In any event, we are worried a little bit about what they're thinking. And I got to tell you, they're a little bit nervous. So when you go get a loan, be aware that you better have a pretty good story put together, and one that you can carry through. Stories don't work unless you make them work.
That again is Larry Steckline with the Steckline Report, which you can hear every Tuesday and Friday, both with our partners at Cake News and right here with your Mid-America Ag Network. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Producers may be making management decisions that involve expanding their herd. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses disease concerns with introducing a new animal into the herd. He begins by explaining how diseases can be transmitted through animals.
With new animal introductions, a great way to think about it is all animals in their own individual farms have been exposed to different types of pathogens. Now, when we take animals and we transfer them to a new area, well, now we have animals that have different types of pathogens, that they have different levels of immunity to different things, and then we put them all together. It's the basics of commingling. That new introduction, it can bring things from its home farm. It can actually be carrying or being a carrier of a disease of concern. So what do we do about it? You know, and I think it comes down to the basics of how disease spreads. So disease can spread nose to nose. That's kind of the one thing we always think about. But also bloodborne transmission. you know, we have a few diseases of concern that are transmitted through blood and can be transmitted either through needles like vaccine needles or from external parasites like ticks, right? So we have some of those. We have diseases that can be transmitted through fecal material. So as they defecate and it builds up in the environment, that can actually spread to the rest of the group.
Tarpoff shares how quarantine can be one option for helping keep the current herd healthy when producers have purchased new animals to expand their herd.
Quarantine truly is an important time for cattle. Okay. We can bring in new herd introductions. We can segregate them from the rest of the home herd. We can wait 30, 45 days. If they do have any transient viruses, let's say, well, it's going to circulate through those animals and they're going to be healthy and happy and go lucky. They can get introduced to some of our new management, our water, our nutrition, the new environment, the fences. They kind of get a good grasp where they calm down. Then we can slowly introduce those animals to the rest of the home herd.
He lists steps people can take when they are ready to introduce new animals to their home herd.
Before you buy them and before you have questions, contact your local vet. Make sure you go through, how do I introduce these animals to my home vaccine herd health plan? What parasites I might have to treat for? After that, pre-plan and understand when you're going to bring them in, who you're going to purchase them from, what you're going to do, how long you're going to quarantine them. And hopefully we get moisture and we have good pasture conditions for whenever this expansion occurs.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on what producers can do when they are getting ready to bring new animals into their herd. Taking care of the livestock producers already own is especially important when there are new animals being introduced that could have unknown health concerns. For more information and Tarpoff's article, visit www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nipper, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Not just any elevated peak can be called a mountain. We will tell you how they make the grade today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 28th, the 332nd day of the year. Bandleader Paul Schaefer has a birthday, and the Grand Ole Opry was first broadcast on this day in 1925. Most of us know the difference between a hill and a mountain instinctively, but among people who classify such things, there are strict ground rules. The defining characteristic of a mountain isn't its shape or altitude, but its prominence. Picture a series of peaks in a mountain range. Prominence is how far one peak descends before ascending to the next peak. To be classified as a singular mountain, the degree of prominence required is commonly between 1,000 and 1,500 feet. And now you know the difference between a mountain and a molehill. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
.728 from KNDY and 22 degrees this hour. Seasonal highs forecast today in the middle 40s on tap.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trey Stahl. Kansas State quarterback Will Howard has entered the transfer portal just 2 days after the end of the 2023 regular season. The Pennsylvania native announced he will be entering the portal as a graduate transfer on Monday afternoon. In 4 years with the Wildcats, Howard did become the program's all-time leader in passing touchdowns and led K-State to a Big 12 championship last year after taking the starting role about halfway through the season. Entering 2023 as a full-time starter for the first time, Howard led K-State to an 8-4 record. The Kansas City Chiefs control their own destiny for the AFC's number one seed and a bye during the AFC wildcard weekend, but tickets are set to go on sale in case the Chiefs end up playing a game that week. The Chiefs said Monday that tickets for a potential AFC wildcard home game, which would happen if Kansas City wins the AFC West, but winds up either the 2, 3, or 4 seed, will go on sale Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mid-American Network Sports.
It's truck season.
Twin Valley All-League 8-Man Football First Team. Offensive honors went to Axtell Seniors, Grady Bussing, Grant Bussing, and Sawyer Dieters, as well as juniors Brandon Schmelsley and Eli Brocksterman. Clifton Clyde's Trent Long, Frankfurt Senior Wyatt Keller, junior Lane Loisau, sophomore Wes Anderson, and Gavin Turk, senior from Lynn. Second team selections include Landon Schmitz of Axtell, Drayden Reed, Lachlan Fite, and Broden Cook of Clifton Clyde, Carter Olson of Frankfurt, Hanover's Cameron Gineman, Riken Stahlbaumer, and Levi Griffith, and Washington County's Miles Miller and Octavian Cardenas. TVL, All-League 8-Man First Team Defensive Honors went to Axtell Senior Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, and Grady Bussing, juniors Eli Brocksterman and Brandon Schmelsley, Frankfurt Seniors Wyatt Keller and Lane Loisau, as well as Clifton Clyde Senior Trent Long and junior Oliver Norbert. Second team selections, Rylan Bussing of Axtell, Landon Sump of Blue Valley, Lachlan Fite of Clifton Clyde, Brock Armstrong of Frankfurt, Tanner Bruna from Hanover, Dylan Oldie and Gavin Turk of Lynn, and Washington County's Miles Miller, Gavin LeDuc, and Octavian Cardenas.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam!
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's a lot. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one slipped.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and-one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Tuesday night, college basketball, Kansas State pregame at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas pregame at 6:30 on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
She gets up every morning while everyone's in bed. Starts the coffee, makes the breakfast for all those sleepy heads. Yeah, yeah. Some things never change. He comes in all dressed for work, saying, "Baby, I love you. Gotta go," even though it's not what he wants to do, but he does it. Her babies are running off the bus. She couldn't love them anymore. Yeah. Oh, some things never change. Like when I'm lying next to you. Well, I remember when your kisses made me crazy.